Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We're scheduled to be joined by Rex Hoggard shortly from the Golf Channel to discuss the U.S. Open. J.J. Spaun, first-time major winner. He takes it down yesterday. First major for the 34-year-old.
Yep.
In adverse conditions at Oakmont.
Big time. And just a really good story considering how he started out of the gate. Bogey, 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 mm-hmm. par, bogey, bogey. So five over through his first six holes. And then they had the rain delay, and he obviously reset himself mentally and birdied 12, birdied right. 14. Huge drives on 17 and 18, birdied both of those. Those were really hard golf holes.
And no, what they did was remarkable.
Yep.
And normally when it rains, it softens up conditions and, you know, the greens will hold a little bit better. But there was so much standing water. Obviously, I'm sure you guys, I missed the first segment because of all the traffic.
Yeah.
But you talked about the Burns getting screwed there, kind of on the standing water ruling.
Yep. Ball sitting in a puddle of water.
Yeah.
Of course, he snapped hooked it. He had no shot.
Brutal. And, you know, I know you said earlier as a guy that loves to play golf that you would love to challenge yourself just to see what you would shoot.
Just to see what I would shoot there, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be fun.
It would be miserable.
I would just be laughing at how difficult the golf course was.
I know, but after, I think you'd get sick of like sevens, eights, and nines after about the fourth.
You might be right, but I would still have to put it on the card and see what I totaled.
They're still playing it there in 2033.
Yeah.
They're playing it again in 2042.
Yeah.
And they're running it back in 2049.
Yeah.
Right.
So that they don't care that the players bitch and moan about how tough the course is and how high the rough is.
Right.
They're going back a bunch.
I mean, I guess it works because everything's different. All the majors have different characteristics. I guess it works. They have 1 week like that. But I know I had people texting me, this is no fun. Who cares? It's like whose shot sucks the least bad is going to win.
Well, it's just the importance of hitting the fairways. If you did not hit the fairways, you're going to get penalized.
Fairway was critical, but also if you didn't hit it on the right side of the green or you got a hard bounce or mm-hmm. you just had a little extra club, you were doomed. You missed on the wrong side, doomed.
Very difficult, yeah.
All right, let's head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Rex Hoggard, reporter for the Golf Channel. Rex, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Of course. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Rex?
Well. Great. So J.J. Spaun takes down the U.S. Open. Lots of adversity for him. Obviously, the 40 on the front nine, the weather. And I didn't know this until earlier this morning. His daughter was, like, sick and throwing up all over the place. He made, like, a CVS run at 3 in the morning. Like, that's crazy that he had to do that before the final round of the Open.
as if playing the hardest golf course on the planet and trying to win a major for the first time wasn't enough. He was up all night with a daughter who was sick. It just kind of shows you how resilient he was this week. I keep going back to his swing coach, Adam Schreiber. He kind of told him early in the week, you can respond or you can react. And essentially he was telling him, you're going to get bad bounces, you're going to end up in some bad situations, and you need to decide, are you going to respond or are you going to react? And every time he responded, and none more so than he's five over through six holes on Sunday. It looked like it was over for him. It looked like he was going to be an afterthought. And the way he responded was amazing.
It really was incredible. Did he say what he credited? Like how he did, was it going back to Sawgrass? What were some of the things that he was able to kind of lock in and turn it around and stay focused?
Oh, I think Sawgrass was a huge part of this. I think if you look back at Sawgrass, he did not feel like he had his best game that week, but he had the best attitude, and he certainly had that coming in. And I talked about the first six holes. I've never seen a golfer ever in my career get that many bad breaks over the span of six holes. He ended up in bad lies. He ended up in divots. He bounced one off a flagstick. He hit a rake, and it went into an impossible position. And every time, he would just shrug it off and keep going. And I think he learned that partly at the Players' Championship, and he also learned it really over the course of a career where he had to keep convincing himself that he was good enough to be on the PGA Tour. He was good enough to come out and compete. And I think yesterday was just sort of the culmination of all of those things.
He doesn't show much emotion on the course, but then obviously you saw after he made that huge putt on 18 what it really meant to him.
And there was tons of emotion. Obviously, you kind of saw it come out when he makes the big putt on 18. But I'll go back to Thursday. And keep in mind, Thursday he shot an opening 65, which on this golf course might have been a 58. I mean, it was just an amazing round of golf. And he told his swing coach beforehand, Adam Shriver, a swing coach, used to coach Lou Holtz. And Lou Holtz used to have this thing with his players where he would say they need a Lou Holtz talk. And essentially that's the way it was explained to me was they either get a kick in the butt, and he didn't use the word butt, or they get a hug. And essentially what he was asking for on Thursday before that opening round was a hug or a kick in the butt, because he felt like he had to be perfect on this golf course. And I think he learned over the course of 72 holes that U.S. Open golf is anything but perfect. It's probably trying to master the imperfection of the game at the most difficult level. And that's what he did.
What's going on with Rory? It's so wild. Like I didn't realize he was kind of having this, oh, I climbed Mount Everest deal. I got to refine my motivation bit. My colleague here, my producer, like hit me to this going to the tournament. I know he's pissed off about the driver leakage, and he felt he was treated unfairly there. He's had some media issues, but I guess I understand there might be a little bit of a letdown if you finally win it. But I mean, come on, dude, you're playing a major championship here. And I think on Saturday going into Sunday, they said, what were your expectations for Sunday? And he said, I just hope I get out of here in under 4 hours. You know what I mean?
I think it's a combination of all those things you said. I'll go back to climbing Mount Everest. He actually had what I thought was a better quote on Wednesday when he talked about the idea that you dream of being on the 18th green, hoisting the trophy, or in his particular case, putting on the green jacket.
Right.
We're talking about it, April at the Masters, and what that meant to him, being just the sixth player ever to complete the career Grand Slam. The second half of the quote was, you never dream about what comes next. And I think it's only human to be, and not to be defensive for Rory here, it's only human to get to the top of the mountain and look around and want to take sort of a deep breath. And where do I go from here? And I think his comment was, I need to figure out how to walk back down from the top of that mountain. It's going to take some time. So I think that's part of it. What happened with the driver? It was deemed non-conforming at the PGA Championship, the way that story was handled. He clearly was not happy about it, and I think that factors into it, at least when it comes to the media. The one I keep going back to, and you guys are going to remember this, is Tom Brady, his last year with the Buccaneers. And I think he missed some training camps and his first press availability. They were asked why, and he sort of looked at him and shrugged and goes, I'm 46 years old, man. I got stuff going on in my life. And I think when it comes to Rory, he's 36 years old, and he's had stuff going on in his life. And at this point in time, he probably just needs to get away and exhale. He's got two big events remaining the rest of the year that he needs to somehow find a way to get motivated for. That's the Open Championship next month at Royal Portrush, essentially a home game for him, and there'll be a lot of emotions there. And then the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
And then after that, I expect him to go away for a little while.
Well, you saw how much it meant to him to hit bad shots when he's throwing his club 20 yards and he's hitting the tee box with his driver. I mean, you could say he was frustrated at how he was hitting the ball, but he obviously has a lot going on in his head.
But normally he handles that better.
So I'm saying, but that's why you can tell he's frustrated about something. It could be his game or it could be stuff off the course, but I don't know. What's your take on that, Sam?
Yeah, I wouldn't even begin to speculate what's going on off the course. I think when it comes to his game, there's certainly been frustrations since the Masters. And part of that probably is he's going to enjoy this celebration, and I think rightfully so. He spent the better part of 2.5 decades trying to accomplish what he accomplished at the Masters. And yes, he's going to get back to the grind. I think one of the most underrated things of Tiger Woods' career is that he got to the top of the mountain. I think I saw a stat yesterday that he completed the career Grand Slam at the age of 24 and then just did it again. Mm. And that is very unique. That is something I don't think you find in human nature very often, where someone gets to the absolute top of your profession. And I can't even wrap my mind around that. I mean, for you and I to sit and to claim, yep, this is as good as I'm ever going to get, and then to figure out how to come in the next day and continue to work hard, I think that's difficult, and that's going to take him some time. I will say on the case of Rory, as bad as he felt like he played at Oakmont, his driving actually came around. I think he finished third in the field in strokes gained off the tee, which has been his issue since the Masters. So he does have something to build on going to the Open next month.
By the way, I apologize. I know your name is Rex. I called you Sam. I was looking at Sam Burns' card because I wanted to ask you about Sam.
Distracted.
I wanted to ask you about Sam Burns. Your thoughts on, I don't know if it was 15 or 16. No, it was probably 15, where his ball was in the puddle on the right side of the fairway. He obviously called the rules official over. Tried to get a different spot there, but they said no. He hit the ball from the puddle. No shot at hitting that ball in the green. He snap hooked it and ended up double bogeying that. Your thoughts on that?
He probably should have gotten a drop. I mean, it's a judgment call, and I think he actually brought in a second opinion as well, and, mm-hmm. and the first official concurred. There was so much water. This golf course is so wet.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, forget about what you saw yesterday and the day before. And the day before that, when it came to rain, this has been the rainiest month on history in Allegheny County. Uh-huh. I mean, I think it's been 13 inches over the course of 13 days, and right. that's pretty phenomenal. And so he easily could have gotten a drop. I think he was frustrated more than anyone by the delay and how the golf course changed and didn't probably do a very good job of adjusting. And I think that's probably the epitome of what we saw.
We're joined by Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel on the Rude Guest Hotline. So how big is the bill that Wyndham Clark is going to get for allegedly trashing the locker room at Oakmont? Like, that's just not a great look for him, even though he was frustrated with the golf course. Obviously, a lot of players are frustrated, but he took it out in some of the lockers there. What sort of repercussions is he going to face there?
There'll definitely be a bill. There might even be a fine, although keep in mind the PGA Tour does not run this championship. The USGA does, so I'm not quite sure how that would work out. I will say, not to defend Wyndham Clark, you shouldn't be destroying property, especially when you're a guest at someone's club. Mm. However, this is not the first time. I did find it interesting, and it was on social media, it was on X, and it was Ian Poulter and Graham McDowell who probably commented the most, and Ian Poulter has destroyed his share of lockers. So it's not a good look. It's not something you should do, but it's certainly not new in professional golf.
All right, so Rory obviously have a lot of pressure on him in the Open Championship. Scotty wasn't able to quite put it all together for four rounds, although he still managed another top 10, almost backdoored his way into something interesting there.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just assume Scotty's got to be the prohibitive favorite going into the final match? Who else would be in that hunt? The same cast of characters?
Yeah, I think Scotty would be at top of that list. And you're right. If he does anything even halfway decent on the greens, mm-hmm. at least on the weekend, even on Sunday, we were probably having a much different conversation late yesterday afternoon, because
right.
Jon Rahm got to the house at four over par, and everyone sort of kept joking about it on the telecast. But as we got closer and closer towards the end, you're thinking, yeah, Jon may want to turn around. You may want to come back to the golf course. So if Scotty did anything, I think it would have been interesting coming down the stretch. And his ball striking wasn't there early in the week. I think he finally worked himself into Scotty's territory. But the Open is just different. I mean, Scotty will be the favorite going into the Open Championship, but there's so many variables, much more so than any other tournament that you ever play, that he can tee off early in perfect conditions and post a number and be leading by 8 at the end of the first day, or you can tee off late in awful conditions and be 10 shots back at the blink of an eye. And so it's kind of tough. Of all of golf handicapping, that's the toughest field to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Rex, Scottie Scheffler, getting back to him, I believe it's 10 consecutive rounds at the U.S. Open where he has a broken par. It's either 9 or 10, which is kind of a shocking number for him.
It is, because you would have thought this golf course was perfect for how his game has been angling right now.
Right.
And you consider what he had done in his last four starts. He had won three of those starts by an average of 5.5 strokes. He was hitting the ball like he always does, better than anyone, but historically better than anyone. His strokes gained number can only be compared to Tiger Woods in his prime. And we knew this was going to be a ball-striking golf course, and yet somehow he wasn't able to keep pace with it. It is shocking when you consider his record in the U.S. Open. I think it has more to do with the golf courses that he's played in the Open than it has to do with his game.
Yeah. Were there a couple guys that you were kind of surprised at that did not play well? I mean, obviously you can go down to Bryson and Oberg and guys like that, but was there one or two guys that you thought, I was kind of surprised at how bad Neiman was. I know Neiman's been playing on, you know, easier courses on LIV, so this is a totally different animal, but was there a couple guys that you said, you know what, I really think he's going to play well, and they just didn't?
I mean, Bryson was the second favorite. I'd have to put him on top of the list. And I don't think anyone, even Bryson, said as much, that he wasn't going to be able to do what he did at Wingfoot in 2020 here. Mm-hmm. It was a different golf course, different time of year. This was just a brutish test. You weren't going to be able to just stand on tees and pound it as far and then muscle it out of the rough. That Oakmont was not going to allow you to do that. However, you still thought that he would at least be around for the weekend. And for him to miss the cut was pretty shocking. Joaquin Neiman was a bit of a surprise just because of the way he's played on LIV Golf. Mm-hmm. I would say he's one of two players that I would argue who have gotten better since they joined that league, Carlos Ortiz being the other one. However, Joaquin Neiman's record in the majors isn't fantastic.
Right.
Like, it hasn't translated yet, and he's still young, and he still has plenty of time, and he still has plenty of majors to play. I would go to Justin Thomas, not to pick on the LIV guys here. Justin Thomas pretty surprised me, because this felt like the kind of test that would bring out the best in him, and it was interesting. He was actually on the range after missing the cut this weekend, and he told a colleague of mine, like, I don't even feel like I played bad. Like, I felt like I actually played pretty good. And to miss the cut that poorly and to play that bad, I think is a testament to this golf course.
You know, one last point. I tweeted a little bit about this, but, you know, golf sometimes I think gets a bad rap, right? It's a more, as much as we would like it to be open to everyone, it is a more of a sport of the more to do, right? The people that have means to play, you know, consistently. And what a great sport it is. What a classy sport. JJ wins, and he celebrates, but he holds off with his wife and two daughters until Hovland makes his putt, right, before he really celebrates with his family. Mm-hmm. Robert McIntyre is there. He's waiting to get into the playoff, and he's just like, wow, respect and clapping for him, for him making that putt. Terrell Hatton's being interviewed. He sees him, and he goes, wow, man. I mean, you know, big ups to him. I mean, great, great putt, you know, and Adam Scott is hugging him and laughing behind the scene. What a classy sport it can be when it's at its best.
And Spawn must be really likable behind closed doors.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Of course.
Oh, he absolutely is. I mean, he's one of the most genuine people on the PGA Tour. It's impossible not to like him. It almost makes me wish that there was more cameras. You're right. When you looked at Hatton in the middle of that interview and just the way he responded, like, oh, he made it. Like, yeah. Just shock.
Right.
If you look at the way Robert McIntyre responded in scoring, which is, wow, I can't believe that. And I think two things. One, as you pointed out, J.J. Spahn is, when it comes to pros, an inspiring story. Because here is not a guy that had a pedigree. This is not a guy who came out and you thought, yes, he's going to be a world beater. He has had to work for it. He's had to sort of come up from the ground on this one. And the other half is, I think everyone appreciates when, as difficult as this golf course is, for him to finish it off the way he did, just not well, but in style. And I'm not even talking about the putt on 18. That was just kind of gravy. He won by two strokes. The drive on 17, I would argue, won this for him.
Yep.
He executed the perfect drive at the perfect moment. And if that one didn't do it, then the drive on 18. And we've seen time and time again at Oakmont, players get to that 18th tee and have to hit a drive. Like, man, there's no hiding. You just have to get a hit a drive. There's nowhere to bail out and right in the middle of the fairway. And he did it.
Yep.
Rex, thanks for the time. It's always appreciated, man. We'll have you on again soon.
Look forward to it. See you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Rex Hoggard, reporter for the Golf Channel. Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.